This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Green jobs have come to Youth Build. The Roseland-based vocational and educational program recently expanded its training, says Director Casey McChesney, to meet the growing demand for sustainable alternative energy systems.
We are developing a curriculum in conjunction with SolarWorks, working to teach the youth installation of solar photovoltaics so that they can do either the full thermo solar heating of a home or just solar hot water. That is an expansion of what the youth had been able to do before with us. It was just construction before.
But Youth Build is not just about learning job skills. In fact, as McChesney explains it, it's not even their top priority.
They're in the first few weeks of the program called Mental Toughness, where they're setting goals for themselves. They're learning how to pound a nail, what the various tools are. Tomorrow they'll be framing a wall. They spend a week in vocational ed and a week in education. They are expected to earn a certain amount of credits towards their high school diploma while they're learning the vocational stuff.
As the students get deeper into the program, they find it all begins to integrate.
They have to have the basic carpentry skills in order to do the solar photovoltaic installations. They have to know about roof penetration. They have to know about load, those kinds of things, in order to effectively install the panels.
Woven into it all, adds McChesney, the students also get a sense of environmental consciousness.
We do talk about the social justice aspect of greening and being more aware of conserving and recycling and that kind of thing.
Since it was first created in New York's Harlem back in 1978, Youth Build International has grown to 226 chapters across the country, with more in Canada, Mexico, Africa, and England. Sonoma County's Youth Build got started in 1995 and is now experiencing growing pains, looking for a new, larger home with additional classroom space that will enable them to expand their green job efforts even further.
We're still looking for the perfect spot, looking also to open up a green center, training folks to do energy audits and weatherization.
There is already a steady and growing demand for all of those skills, but over their 14-year history, McChesney says, approximately 95% of all her Youth Build graduates successfully found jobs. And last year's class did even better.
In 2008, we placed 100% of the youth who graduated the program in either jobs or post-secondary education or both. That is a huge success rate.
Youth Build here operates as part of Community Action Partners of Sonoma County. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.